Thursday night. Okay, the second shiur in Tanya. Hakdomas Hamalakeh. I think in Gimel Amud Beis, in most prints. Hakdomas Hamalakeh, this is the Baal HaTanya talking. It's called the Alter Rebbe. Shnei Zalman. So he's the Malakeh. He called it Zayfa Likute Amorim. Hakdomas Hamalakeh is the Higeres. It was a letter. In the form of a letter, Hashlucha, which was sent with Lolo Sanche Shloimenu, Yishmerem Serenu Bealenu, whatever words you could think of that will fit into that Rosh Tevis, that's maybe what it stands for. Yishmerem Serenu Bealenu. Anche Shloimenu is, you know, the Chevra. Aleichem Ishim Ekro, he writes in the first paragraph. Shimu Elai. Rod Sei Tzedek, Mevakshei Hashem, V'yishma Aleichem Elokim, L'migodol V'ad Koton, Kolanshei Shlomenu, T'medinoseinu, Usmuchol Shalom, all the surrounding areas, Ishal Mekomo Yovo Lishalom, he's careful, you'll notice he's careful to write Yovo Lishalom, V'chayim Ada Olam, I don't even know what the next word means, but the final word is Amen Ken Yehi Ratzon. Okay, thank you. He named Mudazos. I'm aware. He margula b'pumei the inshi b'kolanchei shlomenu lomar. He gave out the kontrasim, which had much of Tanya in it, and now they were preparing it for printing, putting it together and printing it. And anchei shlomenu, the people that followed him, that looked to him as their rebbe or rebbe, had a problem with it. Margul Abavumi, they would say, Ki ain't a doimish mias divrei musar, how in the world can you compare? They would go to the Rebbe. Obviously, they felt that the Baal HaTanya is not just making a sefer. You know, to us, maybe, that we don't consider, if we don't consider ourselves like to be followers of Chabad Chasidus, so we learn Tanya like someone else can learn Nefesh HaChayim. You know, you don't have to be a brisker to learn Nefesh HaChaim. Reb Chaim Volozhin wrote a sefer called Nefesh HaChaim. So you learn Nefesh HaChaim. People learn the Sivas Shalom without being slonimous. So you can learn Tanya without being a Lubavitcher. Like they used to have the advertisement, you don't have to be Jewish to love Levi's rye bread. You don't have to be Lubavitcher to learn Tanya. But they felt a very personal connection to the sefer. When he wrote the sefer, apparently from the Hakdama, he didn't write it as a sefer to present the Klal Yisrael, let's say. He wrote it as a very personal sefer for Anshei Shlomenu, for his chassidim, for people that came to him and looked to him for guidance. So they said, wait, this doesn't... So they had a problem with that. How can you compare? They would go to the Rebbe and they would... They didn't go to the Rebbe to ask him who to vote for. Trust me, they didn't. They went to him for guidance in Avodas Hashem, which is who to vote for. They went in for guidance in Avodas Hashem. And he would give them guidance, and they would tell him their problems. They have problems in different areas. In the very limited role that I have, right, for this very limited olam, people have issues. People have to, they want guidance how to deal with the issues. So that's what Yichud was. He went into Yichud to the Rebbe. It wasn't a problem-solving get-together. It was a problem-solving in Ruchnius. It was a problem-solving in guidance in Avodas Hashem. So they would go in, and he would guide them, and he would tell them Yesodos, and he would teach them, and he would suggest to them, and he would tell them fundamental Yesodos in Avodas Hashem. Lefi there in the Neshama, Lefi, he knew them, he writes soon. Yodim Makirim, he uses the Lashon. He knew them, so he would give them the guidance that they needed, because every person is different, and every person needs different guidance. So like, now you're going to write a sefer, and he writes the sefer to replace, basically, coming to the Rebbe for guidance. So Anshei Shlomenu, like, they couldn't understand that. Ki ein adom ishmias divrei musar, from a Rebbe, from a leader, who's telling it to you, Luria, Ukriya, Bisforim, and now he's going to go through two complaints that they had. They had two, what's the difference, Taka? if you go into Yichud and the Rebbe gives you guidance, and he writes the Sefer giving you guidance, so it's like, Taka, what's the problem? So there's two problems. In Lomdisha terms, you'd say, the first problem is mitzad the Makabel, Eitzah, and the second problem is mitzad the Eitzah Gufa, is by necessity flawed. And he's going to say that. The first problem is mitzad the Makabel Eitzah. Because if I'm reading a Sefer, so I'm reading it with my Seichel. Sha'akori kori lefi darkoi v'daitoi. I read it the way I understand what it says, and the way I comprehend it. Ulefi hasogas utfisa sichloi ba'asher husham. I can't, so to speak, lift myself up by my own bootstraps by learning the Sefer. Right? I'm going to read it ba'asher husham. Right? We know what the phrase ba'asher husham implies. So according to the Darga I'm on now, I'm going to read the Sefer. So if I have a problem in my Avodas Hashem, obviously there's something wrong. Like the Imsichlo, the Daito Muvu Bolim, and if I'm Bechoshech, if there are things I don't understand, if there are things that I need guidance in, so I might read into the Sefer with the same Kilkul HaSeichel that caused my problem in the first place, I can read that into the Sefer as well. If I go into Yichud to the Rebbe and he explains to me and I'm not clear and he's clarifying and he's explaining and he's putting it down very clearly, so you don't have this chashash. I'm speaking out. Why don't you have this chashash when you go into Yichud? Because there you have a shakal v'tari. You're talking, when you read the static Sefer, so the seichel that caused the problem in the first place could be makalko what it says also. The imsichwa v'daitam uvubolim u'bachashecha yisalochu b'avoidus Hashem. You know, you have to learn, you have to understand what it says, you have to put it in practical terms. You could be learning a very esoteric idea and you have to put it down in very practical terms in your life. So the Kilkul HaSeichel will carry on to that. Afki Moso Ka'or Lo Einayim Umarpe Lenefesh. Even though the Sefer contains in it or and refuah for the nefesh, but you're not going to be able to, you'll mess up because if you're just learning it, so you're seichel. So that's the first problem. The first problem is of a Sefer over going into the Rebbe for Yichud is that mitzad the Makabel. The Makabel won't comprehend what he's being told. So how will he solve his problem? Ubar min dein, he says there's a second problem, an even more fundamental one, a problem with the Eitzah itself. To put the Eitzah, the guidance in Avodas Hashem, in a Sefer changes the nature of the guidance that's being given, a fundamental shinui, over when it's personal, when I'm talking to you, when I'm listening and I'm talking. Again, he's quoting Anshei Shlomeinu what their problem with this whole idea of writing this Sefer was. Ubar min dein, besides that, he says there's two types of Sifrei Musar, Hashkafa, guidance in Avodas Hashem. So, right, he says there's two types. There's some that are purely Seichel based, like someone can write a Sefer, you know, how to become a Yirei Hashem. And he can write the whole Sefer without quoting Chazal. It wouldn't be like a Torah-based document. It could be a Seichel-based document. You could write such a Sefer. There are Sfarim now in the market that are written, you know, Tikkun Midos or others that don't rely on Chazal. They, you know, it's like self-help books that even we're talking about the Rabbonim can write self-help books. And without reference to Chazal, they're with their seichel, they're telling you how you could be Masakan Yamidos, how you could steig, how you could grow. So that's for sure if you have such svarim. Hinei Sifrei Hayira. Hayira, he calls it Sifrei Hayira. He has no problem with the svarim. Habunuyim al pi seichel anushi. But if their makor is seichel anushi, which is fine, but he says, then certainly, how in the world can the Seichel Anushi, it's like, write a Sefer, that 10 people are going to be able, that's going to contain Eitzes and will be able to guide Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. So it's like, how will, he says it's far-fetched that a they time it. It's far-fetched that a Seichel Anushi can put into a Sefer, guide, when you come into me, so I'll deal with you, and I'll deal with you, and I'll deal with you. But if I'm writing a Sefer, right, it's, these are the words. So how could Seichel Anushi produce a Sefer that's going to give personal guidance to each person with his issues? The Vadayenim Shavon L'chol Nefesh, Ki Ein Kol HaSichlim Vadayor Shavos. He's saying every person's different. Every person has their own issues. Every person has their own barriers to Avos Hashem, to Yiras Hashem, to his boinanus, to whatever things we want to engender in a person. Every person has their own barriers. Every person has their own issues. Every person is mispoil from different stimuli. Bekitza, every person is different. So he says, so certainly every person's different. Ein kol hasichlan v'hadeo shavos, they're not the same. The ein seichel adam zeh mispoil or misorer mimashe mispoil seichel chavero. Every person gets turned on, gets stimulated, gets inspired by something else. Some people get inspired by Islavu, some people get inspired by Mamorei Chazal, some people get inspired by his boinanus. I mean, and this is very superficial. You can have 2,000 different ways of stimulating different people. Ukumoshamu Razal, he brings on the Gemara in Brachas that Ein Deo Seyam Shavos. Right? Kashem Shein Parzufei and Shavin. The amount of people that exist in the world and they all look different. Ein Deo Seyam Shavos. Every person has a different set of brains, chemicals in the brains, memories. Right, all the things that go into a person's makeup, that make up what he is, every single person's different. And that's why we make the bracha of Chacham HaRozim. Hashem is the Chacham HaRozim. Hashem understands everybody, and Hashem created everyone. Al Shishim Ribo Mi Yisrael, She'en Deoseyan Domo Zulazu, B'chulu. So the Gemara already points out that every person is going to have his own set of issues and seichel and understandings and be inspired by different things, etc., etc. It's like, how can you do it? Now, he says, Uchumashikosef Ramban Zal B'mulcham Oisham, over there in Brachas, the Gemara is talking about the people. When you see Shishim Ribo, so you're seeing a vast array of different deos, and you even make a bracha, Hashem is the Chacham HaRozim, Hashem controls and understands everybody. Now he brings down a Ramban, Beperish HaSifri, Kabi Yehoshua, Shenemar Bo Ish Asher Ruach Bo. When Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yericho, Yehoshua, so he asked Hashem to send him an Ish Asher Ruach Bo. So the Sifri says, what does it mean, Ish Asher Ruach Bo? She Yochol Ahalech Neged Rucho Shel Kol Echad Ve'Echad. So the Balatanya brings down this Ramban. So what does he mean to say by this Ramban? So the explanation is that he's coming to Bavarna question. If this is true, that everybody has different seichel, so what good will Yichud help? So you'll go into the Rebbe. So you also have a vast array of seichel. So that he's showing from the Ramban, from Yehoshua, that it is possible to have a person who is able to relate to everybody. In other words, The Gemara in Brachas, Baruch HaChama Rosam, is talking about 600,000 people. You have 600,000 sets of seichel. And as we all know, 600,000 opinions, right? We know that. Kishem she'ain parsufei and shavos. Nobody looks alike. You say everybody has a nose and two eyes, but right? The Mamish, the Gemara is like, so true. Ain't parsufei, everybody looks different. Everybody thinks differently. One of the mistakes people make is always thinking that other people think the way they think. So then what good does Yichud do going into the Rebbe? So he says, oh, because look at the Ramban. The Ramban says you can make a bracha, and the Gemara really says it, that they made a bracha over Amoraim, one Amora, a one Amora, and that Gemara in Brachos, they made a Brachos to that Amora. Because that Amora was like Yehoshua. You could have an Isha Sher Ruach Bo, Sher Yochel Lahalech, a leader of Klal Yisrael, could and should, or could have the ability. That's Pshat leadership. That's what Yehoshua was able to do. And it's interesting that that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for, because that's probably, well, it's one of the most important necessities for a leader to have. Because if you're leading 10 people, so you have to relate to each of the 10. Now, the 10 are for sure different. So the leader has to have the ability to reach out and understand and deal with this guy and this guy and that guy. But the Ramban says you have it. Like the Gemara says you have it in the Amoraim. And the Ramban says that halacha l'maisa, you can make a bracha over such a leader. So on Yichud, it's no kasha. When he went into the Rebbe for Yichud, the Rebbe was such a person. He was such a leader. So that's no kasha, how he can relate to each person coming into him. But when you write a sefer, how in the world can a sefer relate? How could words, static words in a sefer, relate differently to different people? Lo mi boya, he says, when it's a seichel anushi sefer, that's for sure it can't. But even if it's a Torah sefer, replete and based on and written with Maimori Chazal and Torah, like it's part of the Mesorah, it's part of Torah, Elafilu b'sifrei hayira, asher yisodo som b'harerei kodesh, medreshei Chazal, asher ruach Hashem diber bom. It's Torah, it's part of the Mesorah, it's part of its Torah. So the Ruach Hashem is here. This is Kutchev Richu talking. Umiloso al Lashonom, v'oraisa v'kutchev Richu kulu chad. Torah already, we all have that experience. We know that a 5-year-old can learn Chumash Breishis, right? And an 80-year-old can learn Chumash Breishis. It's not supposed to be the same learning. But, right? But we know that. Torah, you see, he's saying, Torah's a whole different story. Torah is an emanation from Hashem. It's the link between Hashem and Klal Yisrael and the people. So Torah does contain the ability to relate to each person, because it was given to Klal Yisrael, so it was given to you and to you and to you and to you, because everybody received Torah. Even such a sefer, he says, so you would say, oh, such a sefer doesn't have the problem. It can contain in it lessons and mahalchim and guidance for each individual. You'll still have the first problem. The first problem is that the guy's not going to chop. He's going to mess up shot in the sefer. Right? That was their first issue. But now we're in the second issue. The first issue was mitzad the makabel ha'etzah. The second issue is that the etzah itself has to be flawed. So he's saying, loy mi boya, when it's a sefer seichel based, that the etzah is going to be flawed, because how in the world can a sefer be? Kol echad ve'echad, right? Chacham ha'rozim, Yeshua, but the sefer, how? But even if the sefer is Torah based, elafilu b'sifrei hayira asher yisodosim b'harei kodesh medreshei chazal, asher ruach Hashem diber bom, umiloso al lashonom, v'raisa v'kutchev richu chuluchad, v'chol shishim ribo klolis Yisrael, uprotehem, an individual, al mitzutz kal shebekalem, upuchusei erech sheba'amenu, b'nei Yisrael, all of them can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah. From the biggest of the big to the smallest of the small. Everybody links up to Hashem through Torah. So Torah can do that. So if you produce a sefer that's Torah, so it has in it the koach to relate to each individual. Kula miskashin b'oraisa, b'oraisa hi amakasheris osam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is explaining why it has to be that way, because Torah is the link and the kesher. That's Makasher us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So each person has to have that link, because each person is Jewish, and each person who's Jewish has a Jewish neshama and a link to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the link is through Torah. So Karkach, Torah is imbued with that ability, with that koach. And you know, it says Shishim Rebo Osios in the Torah, connected Shishim Rebo Klal Yisrael, right? So he says, Harezeh, Tanoid the Bezoyer HaKadosh, that Torah is the link between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chorah, that shouldn't have the problem. He says, no. Even in such a Sefer, there's going to be a problem. Because Harezu Derech Klolus L'Klolus Yisrael. He's saying like a subtlety here. He's getting more lumdish, more subtle, a finer nakuda. He's saying, even if you say that Torah has the ability that each person can take out of it and see in it and link up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah has that koach, but it has it often klali to klal Yisrael. Now the klal is made up of all the prophets. So Torah has that, call it energy, has that force, has the ability that it could hook up to each individual. But that's only in potential form, because it has that koach. Ba'av shenitna Torah lidoish b'klalu prat u'prote protes l'chol nefesh protes mi'Yisrael ha'mushreshes bo. The truth is, the klal is made up of protes. So in Torah, there is a link to each individual b'proteus, because you have the klalius, just like you have klal Yisrael, the unit, and then you have each member of Klal Yisrael. So you have Torah, B'chlolius, and then you have each person, we say the same, Chokeinu B'sora Secha. Each person has his share, or her share, really, in Torah, and is able to link up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that, how do you know you'll know? If someone would ask me, what's your chelek in Torah, that through that you'll link up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I might be able to be oimed on it. I might be able to find my makom in Torah. We say the same chokeinu b'sora secha. I might be able to find my chelek in Torah. I might be able to zero in on what my chelek in Torah is. What's my link to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah? Different people, right, will link up. Torah is like massive, right? So that's not that people can't do that. So hadu kushu l'duchta. He says, "Enachanam, not loymi boyin sifrei seichel, that each person won't necessarily relate to it and find in it what he or she needs, because with sifrei seichel, you don't even know if it contains the koyach to relate to each person's needs. But even sifrei Torah, even sfarim of Torah, the ruach Hashem bom, which has the koach, the energy, the power." To hook up to each individual, but it has that koach both and klali for each person to find his space within this klali yistika, like ball of energy. Who says they'll be able to do it? So hadu kushi l'duchta. How can you write a sefer? How can you take away from people? They go into the Rebbe and Yichud and talk to him and deal with him. If he writes a sefer, you're going to have two chesroinus. Chisar number one is mitzad de makabel, they're not going to understand the bechlal. And chisar number two is that the sefer can't possibly give each person, l'chayr, this is what Anshe Shlomeinu said. The sefer can't give each person what he or she needs. Lo mi boy, if it's sifrei seichel, it can't. But even if it's sifrei Torah, where potentially it should be able to, but b'poil it won't, because the person won't carve out his or her, doesn't have the ability to carve out his or him, his or her niche in this, in Torah.
I still understand the concept. I mean, the Rebbe's not going to be able to have right cues with everybody, and he's not going to be around forever.
Whoa. That's what he's going to answer, why he wrote the Sefer. They said, what are you writing the Sefer for? You want to, they knew, again, he wasn't writing the Sefer, you know, in time for Shavua HaSefer, or to get into the bestseller list. They knew he was writing the Sefer to replace Yichud with him. So they said, you can't. So he's going to say, I ran out of time, so I had to do it, and he's going to answer their questions. He could have said, I'm not going to be around forever, so I'm writing a Sefer, and do your best. But he held it was a replacement for Yichud with him. And that's why Tanya is, you know, if you're not a chassid, I don't know if they look at Tanya that way. To klal yourself, Tanya is a sefer. And it's up there with Nefesh HaChayim, and it's a classic Torah work. But if a person looks at it as guidance for his personal life, which he intended it to be, I guess you have to be a chassid for that already. And even he writes that he's only writing it in that way for people, for Anshei Shlomeinu. We'll see. We're jumping a little ahead. But he goes weiter. He's going to prove, he's going to show that in Torah, there's also different people have different halakim in Torah. V'inei af behilchas isa v'heter. Haniglos lonu levoneinu. Right? This is already nigla. This is already chovos ha'ivorim, not chovos halavavos. Right? You have machloksim in the Gemara. So he's naming on for davar. The Baal Tanya is naming on, is assuming that the machloksim, and this has is in, he's not the only one to say it, that the machloksim in Gemara come from the shorish haneshama of the Baalei machloksim. The most classic, easiest case to understand it is Beis Hillel Mekilim and Beis Shammai Machmirim. So he's going to say Beis Hillel are coming from Chesed and Beis Shammai are coming from Din, or Chesed and Gvura, same thing. And so you see that even in Nigla, where you say, you know, I'm not allowed to eat this piece of chaza. Like, simple, right? No. There's Beis Hillel's not allowed to eat this chaza, and Beis Shammai's not allowed to eat this chaza. So in chaza, there's no machlokes. But then you have a case develops where all of a sudden, because this one's Chesed, so this you could eat, and this one's Gvura and you can't eat. So you see, each one is taking out of Torah their chelek in Torah, and they're relating to it differently. He's showing that even in Torah, which is to klal Yisrael, but it's to each prat, and therefore the question will be, how do I know that each person will find his share in Torah? Beis Shammai found their chelek, Beis Hillel found their chelek, or Abaye and Rava, however you want to, right? Reb Tzadik talks in such languages also about these things. Which is nigla, where you're not necessarily delving into the neshama, right? You're dealing with evarim. Still, it's Torah, right? So matzonu reinu machlokes tanon v'amaneron min akotze el akotze mamish, right? Osur mutter. They're looking at the same Torah, and this one's saying osur, and this one's saying mutter. The elu divrei Elokim chayim, because it's each one's Torah, as Rabbi Yehuda used to say, when Beis Shammai was learning Shittas Beis Hillel, they also made Birchas HaTorah. And when Beis Hillel was learning Shittas Beis Shammai, they certainly made Birchas HaTorah. Even though they held they were dead wrong, right? And they fought them and battled them, but it was his share in Torah, they made Birchas HaTorah. It's Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, and now he's going into the world of Elokim, which is a Lashon Rabbim. He's explaining why he said Divrei Elokim Chayim, why not Divrei Hashem Chayim. So the word Elokim, which is a word of plurality, is the Shem Hashem, which sort of embodies this inyan that each person has their own way of relating to Torah and their own way of relating to Hashem. And that's why it's Lashon Rabbim, and that's why we say Elu Ba'elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim, and we use the plural, Al Shem Makor HaChayim L'Neshamos Yisrael, Hanechlek es derech klal. In a very general way, we talk about three kavin, yamin usmol ve'emsa, shehem chesed gvura v'chulu. V'chulu is teferes. Right, those are the three basic mahalchims, chesed gvura teferes, and din rachamim, and a mixture of the two. Uneshamo shesheroshon mimidas chesed, hanhagoson gamkein lahatos klapi chesed lahokel, v'chulu kenoda. So, and that's even in Eivorim. You're dealing with Basel B'cholov. You're dealing with, like, so Koshken B'chav B'chayim, when we're talking about B'nistores, L'Hashem Elokeinu, D'inon D'chilu U'Rechimu. D'chilu is Yira. Rechimu is Ava. The V'moicha V'libah, that you're dealing with matters of the soul, not of the Eivorim. Koshken, each person has his own neshama, and each person has his own way of relating, and his own connection in the neshama, even though it's Torah, which is the klal Yisrael, but each person has a different prat. Each person has his share in that. So how will you know that? Each person will chap onto his share. L'fomad d'mashar believe it. K'mashikosav b'zoyer ha'kodesh al posuk noida b'sharam b'ayla. Okay, we'll stop with the question.